I don't like it when I can hear myself during a recording in the headphones. I know that's like how the pros do it and everything like that. I guess I'm just so used to hearing myself muffled that it doesn't fucking.
I haven't done this show in a while. Are there any specific topics, or we just bring them up as we go?
We had actually already started, and you didn't even know.
What? The show?
Yeah, you're already on the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings today with myself, Kyle, and
Nick Dahl at LRM Nick Dahl. Geeky Nick Dahl. Now I changed my Twitter, so don't look for at LRM underscore Nick because he doesn't exist.
Were you able to change your at name for the same account?
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know you could do that, but I've been applying for social media jobs, so I've been watching social media videos, and that's something I learned that I could do. So I
thought only like celebrities or something could do that.
It's difficult to do, but I was afraid of that because I'm like, I won't be with LRM forever. I don't want to start from scratch. So I was because you're that at that Kyle Malone. I almost did that Nick Dahl because there's that Kevin Smith. But I was like, no,
because I already ripped off Kevin Smith. Yeah. So you can't rip me off ripping off Kevin Smith.
It would be
good stuff.
Bad.
So what's the new handle?
At Geeky Nick Dahl.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Geeky Nick Dahl.
For those of you, best pronoun I could come up with.
It's cool. For those of you unfamiliar with Nick Dahl's other show, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, go check that out every Friday on the LRM Online Podcast Network. Also, Nick and I used to do a shit ton of LRM Ranks It / LRM Top 5.
I miss it. That's how we started.
I do too. Yeah. Two years ago now. Wow. It would have been the show's 2-year anniversary.
Did we start with Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Yeah. Yep.
Those are good times, man. We sure did.
Well, you know. Who knows what the future holds?
If you want to bring it back, I'm your dude.
Who knows what the future holds? So, but Nick and I used to do a lot of those, and a lot of old Los Fanboys, you and I recently podcast. We talk daily on Slack or text or whatever.
We've done trivia two weeks in a row, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, our podcast reunion happened on LRM's Trivia Gauntlet of Infinite Doom. I'm not sure on which episodes have aired, so we're not going to say who's won what, but you guys should definitely go listen to all of even the past episodes of the trivia.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun. Communicate. Drop suggestions for we're just starting to do themes now, so definitely do that. Anyways, it's been a long time since Nick and I have been on one of my shows or our shows or something like that. So thank you so much, Nick, for being on. And of course, LR Mornings audience that doesn't know Nick, here's Nick.
This is Nick. Thank you for having me on, Kyle. I really appreciated the text today, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's you were like my seventh choice.
Jesus, so. Kyle. Fuck me, right?
Seven? Does that include me? Oh, I mean eighth choice.
Oh! Sorry.
Eighth!
Ugh, I gotta go now, so see you guys later.
such a great scene in that movie. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
I'm 37
in a row.
I'm 37. You know that Kevin Smith has a new 4K set out of all of his movies, his View Askew movies.
Really?
I only want to get it because I want to get digital copies of all of his movies. It has just the View Askew ones, so like Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Clerks 2, Jay and Silent Bob, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I want to get it because it's just, I want a digital copy of all these movies since my Xbox One decided to stop playing discs. So,
oh no!
Yeah. Always root for the Xbox.
I thought you said you used to have a PS3.
I do, and when I have the energy, I will plug that in and start watching discs again. Oh, but I've seen picture comparisons of Mallrats Blu-ray versus the new Mallrats Blu-ray. It's not even 4K. It looks so crisp and delicious.
Really?
So
I have to check. I have to check that out. Shit! Get the fucking word out. I have to check that out. I would, because I just have like a hodgepodge. I think I got Criterion for Mallrats and Chasing Amy.
There's a Criterion and then of Mallrats?
I think so. I've got Criterion Chasing Criterion. Amy. Let's see here.
Maybe it's Clerks. Because I have the Mallrats Blu-ray that has both the cuts. The longer cut he liked, which is actually worse than the
no. Cut. It's Mallrats. Mallrats is hold on, that's Criterion Forum. That's not
because the Mallrats Blu-ray has the Kevin Smith cut, which is like a half hour longer.
Yeah,
and includes an entirely different intro.
Okay, I'm wrong. I don't have two. I thought there was two. I've got some sort of special anniversary edition.
Mm-hmm, I have that.
Kevin Smith only has one, according to Criterion.com, and it's Chasing Amy, which I do also have that. So it must be like an anniversary disc that I've got or something like that. Oh, yeah. Anyways, why are we talking about Kevin Smith again?
Why not? Let's move on to more modern weekly stuff, daily stuff.
Hey, we don't have to. Fuck it, man.
I want to talk Dexter, bro.
I don't watch Dexter.
That's fine. We don't have to discuss it. Let me just pick up my point of view.
Are you excited about it, though?
I'm very excited about it.
The idea that it's not it's more like a redo
fixing.
Versus a sequel season.
I read the quote. It's not an actual redo that deletes the other ending. It's a new ending that improves on the terrible last ending.
Right.
It's not like the latest Terminator erased the first like three through whatever. It's not erasing the last ending. It's like, here's a better ending for you guys than Dexter becoming a lumberjack. So
got it.
I was very happy when that news came out. Michael C. Hall is one of my favorites. That's one of my favorite shows, even though only season one and season four are phenomenal. The rest is like, I'll stick with the character. But yeah, you should check it out. Season one, just watch season one, season four, and quit.
I've tried when I was in Afghanistan in 2013, I think. It was, or maybe it was 2011. I don't remember. One of the times I was in Afghanistan.
Sure goes back that far, so yeah.
Yeah. One of the times I was in Afghanistan, because I can remember it being mountainy and cold when I got a copy of season one from someone and tried watching the first three, because I always go by threes. You know, if you don't have me hooked by three episodes, that's it, you know. So it didn't have me hooked. Not that it was bad; like I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
It just it didn't get me. You know, just one of those things.
I don't know. 10 years later, you should try again.
Kevin Smith does.
No, yeah, no. I mean, Dexter is no Kevin Smith, but it's. I was watching a documentary on HBO Max. It's five episodes. It's called The 2000s. It's from CNN. There's an episode about Platinum Age of Television, but there's no episode about movies. And one of the subjects was Dexter. Obviously, one of the subjects was Breaking Bad. It was like, you know, touching on how that generation, that decade really advanced television in a big way. Whereas the 90s was just like Fresh Prince and Home Improvement and Seinfeld. Shows I like, but nothing crazy.
Except for one thing. HBO in the 90s. Exactly. Oz and Sopranos.
They start with HBO and say Sopranos and Oz were the beginning of the revolution.
Yeah. Gotta get this fucking hair out of my face. I don't know what I want to do. It's weird to go from fucking Kevin Smith to Dexter to Kyle's hair, but I'm out of the army now. I can grow it out.
Be a hippie.
My style is like 90s SoCal skater punk. I wear Vans, Dickies, shorts. Don't you fucking dare. And like a black t-shirt of some sort, whether it's got a comic book or a band or something. Yeah, we're both wearing Spider-Man shirts today.
Yeah, mine's a Spider-Verse shirt.
Love and, your shirt. But I've worn the same clothes for like 20 plus years.
My most frayed shirt is from high school, and it's a Legend of Zelda shirt from probably Kohl's at the time, because they're like, we're the hip. You either go to Hot Topic or you go to Kohl's, and it's the original Link from Legend of Zelda 1. And it's frayed all around the neck. I still wear that fucker.
I learned to enjoy a beard, which doesn't quite fit the skater punk look as much, and so I'm trying to grow out my hair and just see what it does. What I want to do with it, and luckily I've got a decent forehead and hairline, so I could try the like all back, and I got some room to play. Hello, kitty.
This is Harry. He's dancing. The audience can't see him. I can't grow facial hair. And it pisses me off. I want a nice mutton chop, like Watson, like comes down, comes up across the nose.
I found in the army those that could get away without shaving for a day or two and not get caught, hated their life and were always like, oh, I wish I could grow facial hair. And those of us who, if we had 24-hour duty by the next morning, we looked like, you know, some people do after like three or four days. Everybody wants to be the other way around.
I just want, like, I don't know. When I grew out my facial hair, it looks like I'm in middle school. But my dad thought I was shaving it a certain way because it just grows across my... I have a shitty mustache and a shitty chin hair. He's like, who are you, a Three Musketeer? And I was like, I don't shave it this way. This is all the facial hair I get. And it looks like it's I'm in fucking middle school. I don't look like an adult.
Oh, well. Anyways.
excuse me.
It's Wednesday. It's middle of the week. It's been a kind of... slow news week. I told Jammer that I didn't want to talk Spider-Man anymore until Sony or Marvel comes out with something.
You said that on Slack. You're like, I'm official. Tired of it. I'm never discussing Spider-Man 3 done. Again.
Except Spider-Man's a menace. People know that I'm not talking about it. But yeah, it's been a really slow news week, so it's been kind of fun to go down memory lane, not just talking about LRM ranks it, but Kevin Smith and fucking
ranked.
Clothes and shit, man. Like I saved the picture. I was listening to old songs from like not high school but the years right after high school when I was like living with friends with roommates and stuff before I deployed to Iraq and then I got married when I got back.
Glory,
so
but, or whatever it is.
Uh, um So where's my gallery? So I was listening to Finch, I think it was, and it's a song from like 2003, 2004, and some guy a year ago commented on the video, if you're in your 30s and still listening to this, congratulations, you were right, it wasn't a phase.
You're as in your like 30s,
God
and I'm in
damn
my 30s,
so right, it yeah. wasn't a phase. it's funny because you thinking about those years. Like I said, at my deployment to Iraq.
By the way,
my wife's.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Because I've done nothing like that. I'm a couch.
It's all right. You got family that served, and I appreciate that.
Old grandfather, yeah.
But I got to my wife's dad was deployed at the same time as I was, different units, but we were both at the same base. Anyways, we got to, because we were going to have, you know, a joining of families, we had several lunches and dinners together at the dining facilities there in Iraq, where we were at. And one of the things he had made a comment on was my clothing style. He's like, do you still plan to dress the same way you did in high school when you get back? And I was like, yeah. He's like, don't you think that's just a phase? Like, aren't you kind of get grown out of that? And I was like, no, dude, this is
who, me. I'm 32. I'm wearing a I wore an Avengers Endgame shirt yesterday, which has every fucking character on it. No, Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah. People will look at me and be like, he's probably 12. And it's like, I definitely don't want to be on one of those shows where they're like, remember those shows back in the day where it's like, not Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but even like TLC is like teaching someone how to dress. And it's like, no, I fucking like my t-shirts. No, fuck off. I like my Batman pajama pants.
But what I like is it's actually perfectly acceptable for me and you to do that. To wear Spider-Man shirts at 35, 36 years old. Old, or you're 33, 34 years old.
32, about 33. So.
Oh, 32, 33.
Older than Jammer, but.
But what's really great is just how young people are allowed to be as geeky as can be, and there's zero consequences. Like, all of the geek culture is pop culture.
It's mainstream
these days
now.
You know, zombies and comic book movies and all of that. And anime even is more widely accepted in America than I've ever seen it in the past.
I don't get anime. That's my weakness as a geek. Jammer made us watch an anime I could never
One
hope
Piece.
To pronounce. No, it was something weird. Girl Magica.
Magica Modica.
And I'd seen it before. Magica. Every time I went over to his place in Greeley, he's like, watch this shit. So I watched
it's
it
good.
Again. It is good. But at the same time, I had a girlfriend for a while, and it was like, fine, I'll watch Attack on Titan if you watch my shit, because I don't give a shit about anime. I don't know what it is. I'm a close-minded asshole, but it's just, it's not a medium I enjoy.
That's fine.
I like foreign
it's
films. I don't like anime.
I know you said foreign films, but it sounded like you said, I like porn films, but
I like
don't
those
like
too,
anime.
As long as they're short as I last. Do you mind if I plug my grandpa really quick since we were talking about it?
Go,
because this
go,
is about,
go
this show's
ahead.
About anything, right? We don't have to do the news.
No. Oh. Well, I mean, there's nothing really newsworthy.
Well,
I mean,
the only other thing in the news.
Watch this. As I'm editing this, something will break.
Well, Taika Waititi's that happened the big in the news today. That it's a rumor that he's going to film in Scotland soon for his Star Wars. That's the best thing I could find online today, besides the Dexter quote.
Yeah. There's some Power Rangers news.
You guys discussed that yesterday, I thought.
No. We didn't talk Power Rangers. We talked Rescue Rangers.
Oh.
Chippendale.
Rescue Rangers, Chippendale, when there's danger.
Yep, those ones. There are some Rangers that are powered and might even be of the Morphin variety. That are getting their new movie reboot.
Look, I like the last reboot with Krispy Kreme.
I did too. I'm so with Krispy Kreme
because the lead in that, I'm like, he looks like a knockoff Zac Efron, and then he's one of the main characters in Stranger Things season 2 and 3,
and
where
did
he's
good,
really
good job.
Yeah.
But he was really good as Jason Scott, and Naomi Scott, who played Kimberly, did an amazing job to where, like, I keep trying to put them two cast as anything and everything, as well as, all five of the Rangers. I'm like, cast any of those five
and
Bryan
Cranston
in anything.
As the Zordon or whatever the fuck his name is.
Zordon, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That was cool. I liked it.
My mom would not let me watch it as a child, or Sonic the Hedgehog the series, because it was too violent.
So you couldn't even watch Ninja Turtles as a kid.
She's like, it's too violent. No, I was allowed Ninja Turtles from a very young age.
But no Power Rangers. Some local news outlet talked about the national story about how Power Rangers was violent or something, because that was going on.
I doubt
on at
they
the time.
Saw that. They were just like, live action violence, Nick, you can't watch it. I finally got away with The Simpsons once I was like 15, and not high, when they would leave for work, and I'd be like, Simpsons time. But
one of my earliest movie memories is watching a movie called Hamburger Hill with my dad. It's a war movie. It's about Hill. Which was it? Was it Hill number 43? Let me see here.
I don't know. I've never heard of Hamburger
Hill. Hamburger Hill. It was during Vietnam. It was a battle. It was actually a hill that we kept. We would take and then give back and then take and give back.
That's
and
that
I'm
war, man.
Trying to see. It was stupid. It
sounds like a John Wayne movie.
Oh,
speaking of
I
which,
said,
my I, uncle served with Elvis in Vietnam.
Oh wow, nice.
Same
I
unit.
I said Hill 43. It was 937, so I had the 3 right.
You got
number. But anyways, it's a bloody, gory, graphic war movie.
So I'd love
and
it, and my mom would hate it.
Yeah.
I took her to Hacksaw Ridge, like, and she's like, what the fuck?
That's like one of my earliest movie memories, followed quickly by, like, Star Wars and other things, but I don't even think I was in school yet, and I'm watching these war movies with my dad. You know, he was infantry in the army and stuff. Anyways, you said you wanted to say something about your grandfather. I know Veterans Day is coming up November 11th. So, but anyways, what did you want to say?
Well, I'll tie it into what we were talking about. My mom wanted to take him to Saving Private Ryan when that came out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no fucking way. I've lived that shit. He was the first special forces unit in the history of the military. Mm. They were an elite skiing unit trained with Canadians that would ski in the Alps down to a base and blow it up. In fact, he had a suicide mission where they were going to ski down, blow up a German base in the Alps, and there was no evac. He survived that. Mm. He went on to... He was the medic. He survived that. He went on to serve in the Pacific also, and he was shot in the shoulder and the foot diving into a foxhole. So he is, you know, a goddamn
talk about a lucky shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And he wouldn't wear his medic patch. I guess some people targeted that, but the rule of war is you're not supposed to wear your medic patch.
Yeah. It's really, really funny how America follows all these rules and then enemies we fight don't. But anyways, I don't want to get political.
No, this is just, is different than politics.
Yeah.
But yeah. He's my family's, like, if he had died, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you, because I was born, my mom was born after he came back from the Great War, Great War, whatever.
Well, yeah, definitely. Your survival and his were tied greatly, unless you decided to travel back in time like Fry and become your own grandfather.
No, I don't have a time machine.
And then you would forever lack the Delta. What was it, the Delta brainwave? But no, your grandfather wouldn't have been the definitely wasn't the only one to say no to seeing that movie in the 90s when it came out. My dad and I went and saw it in theaters, and we actually witnessed what appeared to be World War II veterans getting up and leaving.
It's
like
too
very shortly after
realistic.
The movie, I'm very very well aware. There's certain movies I can't watch either. But anyway, ways.
Can you watch? Here's the curious question. Hurt Locker is my favorite movie.
I don't
about
mind
the recent
watching
war.
That.
Okay,
yeah,
that's one of my favorite movies about that. The current war situation.
I never dealt with
IEDs
EOD directly. Mm-hmm. EOD, my experience with them is being incredibly angry at how long it fucking took them to get to a site. And in reality, like, one of us could have just shot at it from a safe distance.
Right?
Anyway.
That makes sense, actually.
Anyways, the Power Ranger stuff.
Let's disarm it instead.
What's that? That?
Let's just disarm it instead. No.
Oh.
Let's take that out from a distance, motherfucker.
It's faster. I wanted to get back to base and get out of my nasty ass uniform and body armor. But the Power Rangers thing, the interesting thing about it is they're trying to do a. Connected universe with a TV show at the same time. So my only curiosity,
who made that up?
my curiosity is this the new movie got panned for being
Saban's aimed, Power Rangers.
Well, not just that, but aimed too much at you and me, the 30-year-old fans,
and
the guys
the thing.
That...
As we said earlier, I'm a fan of that movie without being a fan of the original series.
Right, right. But I mean,
it
like,
it well
our...
Made. Yeah.
Exactly. But it was made for our age group that...
Detective Pikachu.
But you didn't grow up with it, but, you know, I did. You grew up during the same time frame... that you would have been would have been a Power
My
Rangers
parents
fan.
Let me. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was made for those of us that had grown up, but still family friendly enough that we could bring in younger audiences, but it wasn't aimed at the younger audience. So it didn't make as much money. And a lot of people were turned off by the way they looked. I get it. I hated the way they looked. That being said, that movie deserves a fucking sequel. Those kids acted their hearts out. They did great. I hope all sorts of great things beyond being Princess Jasmine and being Billy on Stranger Things.
Well,
and
Darcy Montgomery has become very popular for being Billy on Stranger Things. Like, that's kind of been his sweet ticket, where it's like, oh, he's the best actor on Stranger Things.
Yeah, but I'm saying beyond that. I hope every one of those kids gets fame and stuff well beyond that. But the idea of an interconnected TV and movie universe makes me think they're... they're not going to aim at kids again. They're going to split the difference and aim at young adult and try to make it feel like a young adult novels series. Does that make sense? Do you see the same thing?
Like the comics where it's like Power Rangers meets Batman. Or Power Rangers meets the Ninja Turtles or whatever.
They've done some of that, but
I've seen
the Kyle Higgins Mighty Morphin Power Rangers line that ran 32, 33, 34 issues all through Shattered Grid was fucking amazing, and is some of the best comic book out there.
You don't think the movie was aimed towards kids? I only saw it because I used to go to a movie weekly with a friend. Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen Power Rangers. I felt like it could have been, you know, introducing a new generation to Power. It was PG, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's kind of the same with like trying to sell comic books to kids is, yeah, they'll see the Marvel movie, but they have no interest in stopping by a comic book shop on the way home and buying an issue of Captain Marvel or Captain America. And it's a shame. If you're seeing a Marvel movie, you should be buying an issue of that character on your way home to be like, here's no, I believe that. Everyone who goes to one of these movies should be like, even Wonder Woman, forget Marvel, Wonder Woman. You like Wonder Woman? Stop at your comic book shop or Borders on the way home and buy a trade paperback of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's how the industry needs to feed itself. So, I don't know. It felt like it was aimed towards kids, but it just, I don't know. Maybe it's a thing of our time.
Advertising for it was all wrong. The point is people obviously didn't get to see it, but everyone I know that has seen it, you, me, Jammer, my wife, Brian, a few military friends I've got, all of us love the film. Like, I don't know anybody that's seen it that disliked it. Yeah, it's funny. Some people, and we'll be wrapping it up here shortly. Some people are like, they must have gotten paid like for each time that they said it or something like that. I'm like, you're missing the point. They definitely got a sponsorship for Krispy Kreme. They were being satirical with that sponsorship.
Absolutely.
the constant Krispy Kreme thing was not milking Krispy Kreme for money. That was them kind of being meta humor on themselves for taking the money on it.
It's not the same as,
you know,
Reese's Pieces knee tea. This was more of a joke.
Yeah. Which I liked. Anyways, what do you think this future Power Rangers world will be aimed at? What do you think?
I don't see it applying.
Is it going
to
be as silly as the current, you know, Dino whatever series is, like the normal, you know, silliness? Or is it going to be different? What's that?
Is Power Rangers still doing that?
Yes.
Yes.
I think they do. I think each iteration gets two seasons, and then it'll change to something else or something like that.
Power Rangers is part of our childhood, not their childhood. I'm a little questionable on making an entire universe out of it because very few companies have been able to do the same thing Marvel does.
Zero, really.
DC is getting better if we get some Michael Keaton in there, you know what I mean? That increases it 1,000 fucking times, but I don't know. I just don't see a lot of the stuff we loved as kids applying to kids. DuckTales, successful. Rescue Rangers live action, I don't see that applying to kids of today. I see that aimed at me and you. You know what I mean?
And it's not the way that I want it to be. Me and Jammer talked about it yesterday. Power Rangers Dino Fury is the 28th season upcoming in 2021. It's based off the Hishiru Sentai Ryu Soldier Super Sentai series.
Where does it air?
What do they look like? What's that? That?
Where does it air? That's a big question. But back in the day, it was a Saturday morning cartoon not cartoon, but it was a Saturday morning thing. Let me see. Where do they put that shit now?
First off, I was correct about the like cable. Two seasons per iteration.
Yeah,
and it currently shows on Nickelodeon.
Okay, so everyone has cable, but when we were kids, we'd watch it on networks,
It was Saturday morning
and now everyone has cable, but there's so many different places for kids to put their eyes on cable. There's Disney XD, Disney Channel, we have streaming networks that can go to Disney Plus and never see this shit, so I feel like it's too split up for someone to focus. Unless they know the brand like us, I feel like it's too split up for someone to focus on Power Rangers.
Yeah. I don't know. It does well enough with the young kids to warrant, keeping it going. I'm not going to look up, the viewer numbers, but it is successful enough that they keep making the kiddie version. The super silly, let's go get the woo bag guy type stuff, Rangers. I want a sequel so bad. Because I love the way that movie opened with the old Rangers, including Rita as the Green Ranger.
Yes. But
Zordon was a red alien Ranger, and the yellow was a different species. And yeah,
I wrote the review for that movie, and Jammer's like, "You can't reveal that in the opening paragraph." And I'm like, "It's the first fucking scene, bro. Yeah, of course I'm gonna reveal that shit."
But it is a pretty cool reveal itself. But anyway, whatever. But I loved Kyle Higgins' run on the comic book, which I think is a sweet spot. Which I actually tweeted at him. I would love to see an adaptation. He said he doesn't know anything about that, but he was working on something else he thinks is more exciting. And then I get news about this. I'm hoping that they decide to somehow adapt the Shattered Grid storyline, because that was amazing. Anyways, I'm all done for this Wednesday. You all good, Nick?
I'm good, man. Good talk.
You good? Good. All right. Everyone, make sure you're checking out LRMonline.com every single day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Make sure you are subscribed, not just check, look at it. Actually, hit the subscribe button, even if you never listen to it again. But actually, please listen. Subscribe to the YouTube channel for a lot of really great interviews with all sorts of entertainment personalities in front of and behind cameras, writings, writers, directors, authors, like everything you can imagine. And subscribe to the LRM Online Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Great shows like this one and what Nick's going to tell you about, including where you can find him at online.
All right. I am, as I said, now at Geeky Nick Doll on the Twits. I do Come At Me, Bro, every week. It's supposed to be a column where I present a strong opinion and you hopefully disagree with me. It's the opposite of like, don't at me, bro, on Twitter. And I am one of the creators and a co-host of Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, out every Friday. And I want to say, last of all, please join our Discord. We want to talk with you, and you need to be on there to talk with us.
Yes. And you can also leave comments, of course, wherever you're listening at, or the website itself, if you're listening to us through the website's the plugin or whatever you call it, the link, hyperlink, whatever the fuck. I feel so fucking old. I can still build a wickedly badass ray tracing capable RTX. It's a 2070, but whatever. System, but I don't know all this other jargon anymore. Anyway, guys, you guys know what to do. Subscribe the more and share us with the friends. The more people subscribe, the more we get put out Amen. Front, the more we get to do, the more we get to give to you guys. So help us help you. Find me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Nick, thank you so much for being on.
Of course.
We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hasta lasagna.